us easily and stay there long, but you all can do that. In other words, it's just a meditation or two away.
All right. Thank you very
much. You are all extensions of Source Energy. It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
This finger points at many at the same time. Sometimes we point over there and they come from over there. Optimism is a good thing.
This, for me, dovetails right into the previous questions and where we were at this morning and talking about people when they leave their non-physical. Because for me, I believe that, like you've explained in so many different ways, that we can't even perceive how fabulous our non-physical life will be because we have these five senses that limit us. And
your five senses don't limit you. Your five senses actually enhance your interpretation of vibration. But when you rely on the five senses and you use them instead of your emotional sense, then you are working to your own disadvantage. We want you to use all six of your senses. We want you to smell your way through, lick your way through, see your way through, hear your way through, but mostly we want you to feel your way through. Yes. Yeah.
And I think I'm really
coming round the corner just now. We'll stop interrupting in a moment.
Okay.
Or not. But as Jerry and Esther, as they got off the elevator and came around the corner, their longtime friend said, "I could feel you." And she could. In other words, she could feel them coming. She didn't have to see them or hear them. She sensed them coming with her emotion.
Right.
She went on to describe the elation that was just sweeping through her. It gave her a interpretable meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's how I feel like when you talked about the solar plexus, I feel that more and more every day, that when I'm tapped in, tuned in, turned on, I can feel that connection. And I'm just excited, you know, about being here now and what's coming next and every day. And although I am married to a husband who was brought up in Catholicism, and I feel like he's really afraid to leave his physical being, and he's very health challenged right now. And I guess I'd love for you and for him to hear the recording of the contrast between, trying to figure out the question, when Esther first talked about her father leaving physical, he said, "Oh, honey, there's houses and there's streets and there's furniture." And my husband, because of his Catholicism, feels like, okay, there's the pearly gates and the judgment day. And of course, I don't see that as far as my, you know, perception of what our non-physical life's going to be.
What do you see?
I just feel like it's just going to be the feeling, the vibration of just pure positive ecstasy, just happy and positive. And I don't really know. I just feel like it's more the feeling and a vibration. I don't feel like the physical.
Before you go further, we want to ask some questions just to see if we can bring you round to some things that we know to be. Do you accept, some do and some don't, and whatever you say is all right, do you accept that in this moment that the perspective that you are conversing with is a non-physical perspective, even though we are utilizing a physical apparatus to focus, to find words, to gesture?
Right.
Do you accept that we are source energy having this discussion?
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yes.
It's all right either way. So if that is so, then that must mean that Source has access to everything. Mm-hmm. So when you are non-physically focused, you are not limited to only what is non-physical, because you can reach into the far corners of the universe and experience anything that you choose. Does that seem logical?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So then we want to remind you that as you are here physically focused, you are a leading edge extension of that which is Source. And when you feel good, You have that.